from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Don't forget, Wendy's new saucy nugs are here. That means the best nugs in the game are now even better. Choose between Wendy's iconic crispy or spicy nugs covered in bold, flavorful sauces, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, and spicy ghost pepper. Eat them with a fork. Eat them with your hands. Eat them for lunch. Eat them after midnight. Still wrong answer. Head to Wendy's today and experience saucy nugs for yourself. For a whole new way to nug, it's got to be Wendy's. Open to midnight or later. Hours may vary by location. Joining us now, he is Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
How's it going?
It's going. We got Brewers trade deadline going on. We got the Packers and the Jordan Love contract. And people irritate the hell out of me on social media with that. So let's start there with the Jordan Love contract and go from there. $220 million, $75 million signing bonus, and now the numbers are coming out, and it looks like they are more than fine cap-wise through 26 for sure. Nothing over $40 million until that point. What did you make of the contract? Were you surprised by the numbers? Did it make sense to you?
If anything, Ryan Gutekunst said that there was a range he knew this was going to be, and it was very much within the range that I expected from the outside. If anything, I thought it might be a buck or two mil more a year. But at $55 million, I think from a player's perspective, this is the best contract in NFL history from a player's perspective. Its high is obviously Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence for the most highest annual salary in NFL history. Those are 5-year deals. This is a 4-year deal. And the way that the NFL salary cap is working right now and is projected to keep working, you want to sign a big deal today and get as quickly to free agency as you can tomorrow, because it's just going to go up, up, up. That 4-year instead of the 5-year, that's a big win for Jordan Love. That's a good thing for him, because they're going to have to come to an extension sooner than later. And when they do, the salary cap is going to be even higher. But bottom line, Sparky, this is the cost of doing business with a franchise quarterback today. This is what it takes. That's what Jordan Love is. He's not going to have the highest deal for very long. The next franchise quarterback to get extended is going to be higher than him. This is just the way that the market's working.
Ryan, when we talk about the depth of this Packers football team, I had Bart Winkler on at 240 and brought up to him, does it make sense for this team, because they do have cap space still, even after the Love contract, to go sign a veteran quarterback to protect themselves from a Jordan Love injury for, you know, a couple of games, possibly, if you were to miss, say, 2 games, knowing how tight this division race will be with the Lions and the wild cards in the NFC?
Maybe. I think it's premature to say that definitively, because I think that's what the Packers are. I think the Packers are trying to create a good backup situation behind Jordan Love right now, albeit with youth, when they go out and they get Michael Pratt in the seventh round, and now there's an actual legitimate quarterback competition behind Jordan Love. Sean Clifford has not looked good in camp, but he looked pretty good last preseason. He looked pretty good in the spot duty last fall. He's shown some potential, and Michael Pratt has looked pretty good in camp. And that's going to be one of the more fascinating position battles once preseason starts, is who will back up Jordan Love. Now, it's possible that both fall flat on their face. We haven't gotten there yet. We don't know what's going to happen in that competition. And if they do, then you're going to have to do something about it because, yes, this is a team on the short list of contenders in the NFC, and injuries are a real thing for all positions. If Jordan Love misses a couple weeks, you want to make sure that you have some security behind him.
Say
that either those two are not the guy.
How much of this has to do with Halfley's defense creating issues for Clifford more than Joe Barry's defense? Or is it too early to make that proclamation because there are only a couple training camp practices in?
That's what I've been wondering every day I've been out there, because there's no question that Jeff Halfley comes with this secondary mentality, secondary perspective as a lifelong DB's coach, and the secondary's looked awfully good. The secondary has feasted on Sean Clifford. However, interceptions are what happens when the secondary is going against a backup quarterback, and that's what they've been getting in Sean Clifford. So, chicken or the egg, I don't know right now. It's going to be very interesting to let this play out and see, okay, is this, because this is a secondary that needs to take the ball away more. It did very little of that in 2023.
Right.
It is a massive need for improvement. So it's a good sign. It's just, it would mean a lot more if it was coming a lot against Jordan Love.
What about the idea that Halfley brought up that the other day, Rashawn Gary was asking if he could kind of talk to the defense, figuring that they needed more intensity in practice. Has this defense played with more intensity than maybe they have previously against this Packers offense? We've already seen a couple of scuffles break out.
It's looked really good, yeah. You're not kidding. First day, Keyshawn Nixon mixing it up with whatever young receiver he could. Jaden Reed was in there. Dontavian Wicks was in there. I turned to my colleague, Pete Doherty, who, as we know, he's seen more Packers camps than anybody. And I'm like, day one. That's new. Like, usually you see this a week into camp, maybe. Day yep. one, right out the gate. That was definitely interesting to see. Look, you know, I thought what Jeff Halfley said today about the interceptions and pointing to the defensive front and the pressure that it's getting in camp, and take it with a grain of salt. Quarterbacks are in red jerseys. So if you know you can't get hit, it's a little different than, oh, my goodness, this guy can take my head off. But he pointed directly at the defensive front, which has been getting pressure, and that's where turnovers begin. That's where it's all generated from there, the pass rush. I think this is a pass rush that's going to be awfully good. One of the most impressive things I've seen in camp is Rashawn Gary in a three-point stance. It's a big difference between the three-point stance, getting for these defensive ends to get their hand to the ground compared to the two-point stance, which you have more visibility in the backfield before the snap when you're standing up. But there's a reason. Look, if you're an Olympics fan, there's a reason why Noah Lyles, when he does the 100-meter, is not going to be starting from a two-point stance.
Right.
It's not the best way to get off the football, or in this case, getting Rashawn Gary in that track stance. It's awfully impressive. I think this is going to be a really, really good pass rush. That's my prediction. We'll see if it comes true. But there's a lot of talent up front.
Time with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, the award-winning Ryan Wood. What about that linebacker position? He talked a little bit about Quay Walker playing faster and so forth to this point. What about the other those other linebacker spots with Quay Walker?
Yeah, it'll be interesting how that shakes out. I think, for one, Quay Walker at Mike, that's an interesting call. I would have thought when the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Team change was made to a 4-3 that Quay Walker profiled really well as a will side out in space linebacker, and now they have him at Mike, which on one hand I understand. One, he's going to be on the field no matter the formation. 4-3 base, nickel when they have two linebackers or the lone linebacker in dime, it's going to be Quay Walker. So maybe you want the continuity there of him calling the plays and being in the middle of things. And it doesn't hurt that you have Edgerrin Cooper, who maybe at some point might profile as that will linebacker that we thought Quay Walker might be. But that's where I start. It's a long way to go. I think we're going to see some moving parts from now until week one when it comes to the linebacker reps.
What about McDuffie and Eric Wilson? Eric Wilson was brought up in that Halfley presser earlier today. McDuffie played under Halfley at Boston College. How have those two looked?
They look fine. You know, Jeff Halfley today said that Eric Wilson he's a big fan of Eric Wilson, who has been a special teamer, a special teams ace, but very little to do on defense. You know, to this point, you might know Eric Wilson best as the guy that returned or that recovered Keyshawn Nixon's fumble at the end of the long kickoff return against San Francisco last year. He brings playmaking to the special teams phase. Haven't seen him much in defense, but he's getting a lot of first-team reps now. Your guess is as good as mine if that'll continue. I mean, he's getting a look, he's getting an opportunity, but they did bring in Tyron Hopper. Isaiah McDuffie, not a surprise. He's going to be one of their top three linebackers in the base. How much will he play in nickel? I imagine at the end of the day, you're going to see basically Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper as the predominant nickel linebackers. It's very early. It's got to shake out. It's not anywhere near that point yet. But yeah, Eric Wilson's going to look.
What about that cornerback battle between Valentine and Stokes?
They're both playing well. This cornerback position in her camp with a big block letters IF, if, a lot of ifs hanging over their head. If Jair Alexander comes back and is an elite corner again, if Eric Stokes can stay healthy and get back to where he was in 2021, if Carrington Valentine can continue to build on a really promising rookie season as a seventh-round pick last year. So far, I think you've seen the ifs the way that the Packers play out the way the Packers would like them to play out. Eric Stokes has been healthy. He's been making plays. He had two interceptions one day last week. Same for Carrington Valentine. Had an interception on Sunday, a couple in camp. There's some depth there that we're seeing, and it's early. Need to keep playing out that way. But if that continues, that's a good problem to have because only one of them is going to be on the field. The other guy is going to be Jair Alexander, and you got Keyshawn Nixon in the slot.
All right, the other one we got to talk about, Ryan, what is that kicker battle? They got three kickers in there. I saw Basaccia earlier today say, you know, they'll all come together as a group and make the decision as far as who the kicker is going to be coming out of camp. But it's been fairly even.
Yeah, speaking of ifs, right, if Anders Carlson continues to kick the way he has to start camp, he will be the kicker.
Agreed.
He's only missed two. And if it's close, right now it's close. Let's give Greg Joseph his credit. He's kicking well, too. And this, again, this Packers have shaping up right now. Both these guys are kicking well, and that's what you want in a battle that makes for a tough decision. But if it's close, it's Anders Carlson. He's the draft pick. He's the guy that the organization invested in, believed in, and then fell flat on his face as a rookie. Had a miserable rookie season. But if he can come back and continue kicking the way that he's kicking right now, he'll be the kicker. He's looked awfully well. He told me that he made a change to his stance. It's only a couple inches, but as he's standing in his stance before he approaches the football at the snap, his left plant foot is now a couple inches closer to his right kicking leg, which means he's got a narrower stance. He feels it's more linear. He felt like a lot of his kicks last year were missing left, which meant that he was opening up too much and pushing the football. He feels like he's more in line with his approach to the football now than he was a year ago, a change he made in the offseason. So far, it's looked good. He's kicking well. That just needs to continue.
Ryan Wood, one last one for you. The running back position, you know, I'm reading the play-by-play from y'all out there at training camp of what's going on. I haven't seen Josh Jacobs breaks a big one, really. Marshawn Lloyd's been dealing with a hip issue, I guess. Dylan, every time I see something on him, he stopped in the backfield. So what's going on with that position? Anything to read into this early in camp, or is the focus really just been on throwing it?
Sparky, my man, we've been through this with the running backs. They're not getting tackled right now. Until running backs are tackled in camp, I don't put a lot of stock in evaluation into the running backs early in camp, even with the pads on. The best running backs don't get tackled, right? If you're a running back that never gets tackled, you can be terrible in pass pro. You can have no idea how to pass block. You know why? Because you just get the ball every time and not get tackled. That's the number one part of the job, and when you don't see it, it's tough to make an evaluation. So I'm in a bells. Josh Jacobs is Josh Jacobs. He was the NFL rushing champion 2022. He'll be fine. Marshawn Lloyd needs to get on the field, I'll tell you that. You know, he's been out with the hip. Not having him on the field has been a great thing for A.J. Dillon because he's getting a lot of reps and he's getting a head start to kind of entrench himself as that number two running back behind Josh Jacobs. I think it's still a long way to go there. But, yeah, they're not getting tackled. It's tough to say.
That's good. I'm fine with that answer. That's good. Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWoods. Thank you, my friend, and welcome back to football season. I hope you enjoyed your how long were you on vacation, by the way? You were seeing the world. I was watching on Twitter.
I had 10 days in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Phenomenal trip. Yeah, I got to see Taylor Swift in Zurich, Switzerland. She puts on a hell of a show. That was a good time. Nice R&R before the grind begins. It's great. You know, they're in pads now. It's wonderful to see. Football is back. And sooner than later, although sooner in your home, it'll be Christmas, and you know, we can talk about the trees.
Halloween tree goes up in September. Yeah.
We're almost there. Hold off. It's not like a June thing for you.
No, and in fact, we were just at, where the heck were we? I don't know. We were just at some store over the weekend, and Kay saw another tree that she wants to get. It's a green tree, and the top kind of slopes over like a Santa hat type deal, comes over the top, and she was trying to convince me to buy that. So, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
You have to get that. Well, how many is that now, 30?
No. You're coming this year, though. All I know is you are coming to the house this year. This is happening. You are coming. You will sit in the Christmas tree mania, and you will be like, yep, I need to do this at my house. Yep, it's going to happen.
That sounds... We've been saying this for 5 years.
We have.
Now. It hasn't happened.
It's not.
You're saying this is the year. Okay.
By the way, that smile on you from your vacation, that was the happiest I've seen you look in a long time, man. You look like you were having the time of your life. So that is good stuff.
It's hard not... Yeah. Being over in Europe, I had great company. My girlfriend was over there. Life is good.
Yeah, you looked completely not stressed and just enjoying life. That's good stuff. Ryan, thank you, my man, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, take care.
Take care. There is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. So read his stuff at @ByRyanWood.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.